News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
I'm Tom King with this WSAU web update. Kiev appears to be under the control of the opposition this morning. This after embattled Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych signed an agreement Friday that calls for early elections in an effort to stop the clashes between protesters and riot police that have killed dozens this week. But that was yesterday, and so far today there's been no sign of Yanukovych. A top opposition leader says the president has left Kiev and his whereabouts are not known, and his offices appear to have been abandoned. The Obama administration continues to keep a close eye on the situation. Meanwhile, the Dalai Lama's visit to the White House is not setting well with China, so much so that the charge d'affaires of the U.S. Embassy in China was summoned by Beijing on Friday night. This after President Obama met privately with the exiled Tibetan spiritual leader earlier in the day. Bad news from Apple. The company is confirming that a critical flaw in its software for mobile devices could leave folks vulnerable to hackers. Apple said on Friday that the flaw could allow hackers to gain access to email and other communications meant to be encrypted. What it did not say, however, was whether there was any evidence that the flaw has been exploited. A patch is available to fix the problem. Formal charges were filed Friday against the man involved in an armed standoff with police. 26-year-old Randall Bakken was arrested February 6th for an incident that began in his parents' Pittsville home and ended in the town of Port Edwards. Bakken is charged with recklessly endangering safety, carrying a concealed weapon, a felon in possession of a firearm, and resisting arrest. A fatal three-vehicle crash in Wausau was caused by a driver having a seizure. That determination was made after about 8 months of investigation. The June 24th crash at 17th Avenue and Stewart killed 85-year-old Frances Wilk. She was waiting behind a straight truck at a stoplight facing south. A sport utility vehicle struck the back of Wilk's car at a high rate of speed and pushed her under the back of the truck. Wausau Police Captain Ben Bliven says they had to dig into the SUV driver's medical history and found the 51-year-old man had previously had a seizure which caused him to lose his driver's license in early 2012. The license was reinstated after the man was medically cleared by a doctor. Bliven says as of now, the license is canceled and cannot be reinstated unless medically cleared to have the license again. A man from Owen was killed in a traffic crash in Clark County on Friday. 56-year-old Dennis Dumke was northbound on Highway O and failed to yield to a semi-truck that was westbound on Highway 29. The truck, driven by 42-year-old Daniel Landrum was not seriously injured. A two-vehicle crash in Dane County last night sent seven people to the hospital. The sheriff's office says the crash happened just after 7 p.m. when the driver of one of the vehicles with five passengers allegedly ran a stop sign, colliding with the other. The woman accused of taking her half-sister's newborn baby and leaving it at an Iowa gas station made her first court appearance yesterday. 31-year-old Kristen Smith appeared in a Madison courtroom where she faces life in prison if convicted. The cause of a fire at a Wausau home could not be determined. The blaze destroyed the house at 610 McDonald Street Thursday afternoon. Firefighters believe it started in the basement and smoldered for hours before it was detected outside. A Wausau business owner has entered into a plea agreement after being accused of selling synthetic marijuana. 48-year-old John Rundell operates Blazin' Gifts on Wausau's 6th Street. Police caught him with 138 packages of the recently banned substance back in October of 2011. Rundell pled guilty to possession of a non-narcotic with intent to deliver. The planned merger of two paper companies may not happen after all. WSAU's Larry Lee has more on that.
NewPage Holdings Incorporated, which operates mills in Stevens Point, Wisconsin Rapids, and Buren, had earlier agreed to sell to Verso Paper Corporation of Tennessee. The deal may fall apart because Verso Paper is seeking a waiver to parts of the merger agreement related to what's called the exchange offer condition. NewPage Board Chairman Mark Engelson sent a letter to Verso executives making it clear they are not inclined to grant such a waiver. In less than a month after the announcement, NewPage appears ready to walk away from the $1.4 billion deal if Verso can't or won't meet the previously agreed upon conditions. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
The woman charged with poisoning and stabbing her ex-boyfriend's dog is spending the weekend considering her options. 21-year-old Sean Janice was in Marathon County Court for a final pretrial conference on Friday. She's accused of torturing and killing the Labrador Shepherd Cross Mix 2012 and documenting her hatred for the dog in a diary. Janice's attorney asked the court about how defense expert witnesses can be handled during the March 17th trial. He also told the court his client is considering possible solutions to end the case. That's news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.